Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few, but if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. More on Sammy's Law now, and it's been a mission on part of Amy Cohen to petition for laws that reduce the speed limits on our streets, and especially in vulnerable areas where kids are playing, go to school. Her son, Sammy Cohen Eckstein, was killed in 2013 when he was run over by a car near his home. Well, now, Sammy's Law, named after him, becomes a reality. Starting in September, a 60-day public comment period will take place for targeted neighborhoods. After that, speed limits will drop down in some areas to as low as 10 miles per hour. Oh, yes. Ms. Cohen, who is also the founder of Families for Safe Streets, says it won't bring back her baby. No, but boy, it'll go a long way in keeping other moms and dads from going through this. She misses that baby.
Just over 10 years since Sammy died. And, you know, every day is still hard. I wouldn't wish this heartache on my worst enemy. And we're just, you know, all so grateful in Families for Safe Streets that change is finally happening.
You can hear it in her voice, folks. Hug your kids. Hug them tighter every single day and night. Areas like East 139th up in the Bronx. We got 7th Avenue in Brooklyn, 138th in Amsterdam in the city, and 112th Street in Queens. Just a tiny fraction of the streets that are targeted throughout the boroughs. We're talking 250 streets here, folks. We invite you to stay with 1010 Winds as we near the speed limit changes. Notices will go out again to community boards this summer. A Long Island man is lucky to be alive after suffering a heart attack while taking money out of an ATM. Today, he reunited with the people who helped save his life.
Kaylee Kirschbaumer says she was holding her one-year-old son when she saw Daniel Greco on the ground. He collapsed as he was at the ATM in front of Northwell Health here in Melville. It was caught on surveillance video. Kaylee is a program manager.
My mom doesn't bring my son to me until 2:45. I was called to go out that day early. I truly believe that God was watching over.
The staff sprang into action using CPR and a defibrillator. Greco's heart began beating again after 52 seconds. The 83-year-old thanked the women who saved his life.
Did a fantastic job in allowing me another life.
Greco is celebrating 55 years of marriage and has 7 grandchildren.
I feel like I was given another life.
Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Melville, Long Island.
Now, Winds family, how crazy is that? You have a heart incident and an army of people who work for the hospital are standing there with you. Oh, good for them. That reunion must have been something. An e-bike recovered from the building where a big fire broke out today, leaving at least 4 people hurt. This happened about 6:40 a.m. at a building on Avenue M in Midwood. FDNY Chief Marshal Dan Flynn on the scene.
We did recover a micromobility device at the base of the stairs, which is the area of origin, that was powered by a lithium-ion battery. But the investigation is ongoing. We can update you later.
Yeah, at this point, fire officials say the e-bike was involved, but it has not yet been determined whether that was the actual cause of the fire. As we told you, though, fires cause lithium-ion batteries, caused by lithium-ion batteries, have become a real problem here in the city, leading to dozens of injuries and at least one death this year alone. Civil rights groups, religious leaders, lawmakers, all of them joining forces today, backing legislation to outlaw what they call masked intimidation here in New York.
National Urban League President Mark Morial pointed out New York has had a mask ban for decades.
It was challenged by the Ku Klux Klan, and they lost in the Second Circuit Federal Court of Appeals. It was suspended necessarily when the COVID pandemic hit.
Morial, joined by Jewish groups across from Columbia University, calling for the law to be reinstated after several incidents of anti-Semitism, including on the campus. State Assemblyman Jeffrey Dinowitz has sponsored the bill.
Now, I don't want to wait till January. I'm hoping we can do this year. If we go back to Albany in a special session, we have to pass this legislation.
Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Morningside Heights.
Meantime, cops searching for the guy who they say pretended to be a cop and pepper sprayed a strap hanger at a downtown Manhattan subway station. Happened Sunday night at the Whitehall Street South Ferry Station there. Police say the man was wearing an NYPD detective's badge on a chain. So he was trying to stop commuters from using the R train. I don't know what that was about. At one point, the suspect allegedly tried to stop a 46-year-old guy, but the guy said, dude, get away. Kept walking until the fake officer pepper sprayed him from behind. The suspect got away on an uptown R, so they're looking. Let's talk travel now. And with July 4th just a week away, the TSA says today marks the start of the busiest air travel period of the year. So far, at least. 32 million folks are expected at the nation's airports from today till Monday, July the 8th.
On one hand, it's the latest sign that air travel woes from the pandemic are far behind us, but not exactly a return to normal everyone is happy with. Yolanda and her husband have gone through hell this week with canceled flights and sleeping in airports.
We should have been back in California yesterday. Here it is. We don't have a flight until tomorrow, 7 p.m. We won't be back home until Saturday. My car's sitting at the airport.
TSA expecting the July 4th travel period to begin today. The big number, 32 million expected between today and July 8th. Here's one opinion.
I think maybe it has something to do with the fact that July 4th is in the middle of the week this year. So that could have something to do with travel now.
Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at LaGuardia.
In other news, after weeks of headaches for commuters, New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy says, dang, what are we doing? He met with Amtrak and NJ Transit leaders today to figure out what's going on with all these train disruptions. Amtrak board chair Anthony Kosha says they've come up with a joint plan now to speed up the investigation into those disruptions and to improve transit reliability between New York and New Jersey.
We discovered an issue in the interface between Amtrak trains and between Amtrak's infrastructure and New Jersey Transit trains that have caused these issues to reoccur. And we are moving heaven and earth to determine the precise cause of that and to address it.
Last week, power problems and disabled trains led to a number of delays and cancellations, and these issues come just days before NJ Transit is set to begin instituting a 15% fare hike. One lawmaker says we need to put that fare hike off then if you all can't get it right.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.